Hey, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today, we're going to keep going on this series about slavery in the Bible. What does the Bible say about slavery, and does God condone owning slaves as property? All these issues. Is it okay to beat your slave? Is it okay to rape your slave? Is it okay to beat your slave to death as long as he lives a couple days and then dies? All these issues. We're going to look into all this stuff. So, with that, let's just go ahead and jump right in here. Let's change gears here kind of drastically, and let's talk about treatment of slaves. How do we treat slaves? Earlier, I brought up, far earlier in this series, a scripture that seemed to indicate that you could beat your slaves. And as long as they lived for a couple days, and then they died, well, you weren't to be punished. Well, first of all, let's take this apart and look at it. First of all, if you killed a slave, it was punishable by death. All right, so let's just get that out in the open. Now, what about this part about them living for a couple days and then dying, and then it was okay? Well, I'll admit, at first glance, that verse there, that group of verses, is a little elusive. It's a little confusing. Well, what do we know? First of all, the Bible clearly says, thou shalt not kill. Now, what does that really mean? Because there's other parts of the Bible where it's okay to kill. Well, what is it? Well, biblically speaking, the Ten Commandments, that sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Okay, what are we talking about here? We're talking about the unjustified taking of a person's life. Now, what is a justified taking of a person's life? That's not this series. I'm going to do a whole series on that. It'll be a short one. But what exactly is justified killing? Well, guys, just shooting from the hip, okay? You guys all know the difference. If somebody busts in your house at night and they mean to do your family harm, and you know it, or at least you suspect it, and you bust a cap in them, that's justified. I'm sorry, but that's justified. If you're walking down the street and you walk into an alley, or you see into an alley, a woman being raped and she's screaming for help, and you run over there and you whack the dude over the back of the head with a board or something, and you don't intend to kill him, but he ends up dying in the process, should you be punished? No. So in cases of self-defense, it's okay. In cases of we need to do this in order to save some lives, like, for example, some psychopath is about to go into a theater and shoot everybody up. Not that that's happened recently, but if somebody was to stand up in the crowd and happened to be concealed carrying and took the dude down, obviously, at a point in the situation where it was obvious that he was intending to kill some people, that is justified. He was protecting life. All right, so that was a super rabbit trail there. And I don't intend to get that far off of my rabbit trails here. Nonetheless, the Bible commands, thou shalt not kill. And that's over and over throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. We all know. So let's take this situation in context. Already, right off the bat, if a slave dies after a couple days, let's think this through. Is it still your fault? Yes! If you beat them and they live for a few days and then die, it's still your fault. You killed them. So is that what the Bible's talking about here? That they live a few days and then they die? No. What we're talking about here is if they get beat, all right, we're going to deal with the whole idea of beating a slave here in a minute, okay? So I know. Let's just set that on the side. We're talking about them dying. All right. if you beat a slave and they live for a few days, what we're talking about here is they go on with life, everything's fine, and they die sometime later for whatever reason, unrelated to this beating, quote unquote. Then that's not punishable by death. Okay. We're just strictly talking about a death punishment here. Okay. All right. So let's just go ahead and read this whole verse. Let's start at Exodus chapter 21. Let's start in verse 20. We'll go to 27. If a man smite his servant or his maid with a rod and he die under his hand, he shall surely be punished. Notwithstanding, if he continue a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall surely be punished, according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges demand, determine. And if any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. Okay, that's kind of overkill, but a point is being made. Let's keep going. And if a man smite the eye of his servant or the eye of his maid, that it perish, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. And if he smite out his manservant's tooth or his maidservant's tooth, he shall let him go free for his tooth's sake. All right. A lot of things brought up here. Let's look at this in context of this passage, but also in context of the whole Bible. What do we know? We know that we are to treat our neighbor as we ourselves would like to be treated, right? Love thy neighbor, that whole thing, right? We also know, as I mentioned earlier and gave you a scripture, that you're supposed to treat your servant as a hired hand. But wait, there was a condition there. If they were a servant in the condition of they were indebted to you, or they sold themselves to you, basically because they needed a way to support themselves. All right? Well, then, if you're treating them like a hired hand, is it okay to rough them up? Absolutely not. Okay? You're supposed to love on them. So what situation are we talking about here? Well, guys, in context, when you think this through, there's only a couple other situations left. You have to look at either this is a criminal who has done something that they were unable to make restitution for, or they are a slave of war. All right. Now, either way, this person, it's most likely, and I can't say conclusively, but we're probably talking about somebody who is a slave because of crime. Because right here it says, for he is his money. And it doesn't quite fit for slave of war. And in context of the whole Bible, it definitely doesn't fit as a servant that somebody, you know, put themselves into servitude because of debt, or they needed somebody to give them a roof and some food. All right, so we're probably looking at crime here. Now, in the case of somebody who is a slave of war or slave of crime, you're going to have some people who are going to refuse to do their duties as a servant, right? They're going to rebel. Now, balance, guys, come on, think it through, balance. Are we talking about beating the snot out of them here? No. Because as you go further, we're talking about mischief following, and yeah, in context, it's talking about hitting a woman, but it follows through with the same thing with a servant. Eye for eye, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. If you knock out their eye, yikes. Dude, you're going to have to set them free. If you knock out a tooth, you have to let them go. So in balance here, what are we talking about? Sometimes you got to get a little bit rough with that particular person. And this happens in prisons all the time. You have a prisoner that's acting up. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And the guards have to get a little rough. whether they have to tackle them down or push them back into their cell or whatever, get them off of another person, whatever, whatever the case is. And the law of our land protects the prisoner from unjust violence. But there are times when, look, you committed a crime. You were not able to make restitution, going back to the biblical times here. And now you are a slave. You did this to yourself. Okay? Now, if that slave owner says, you need to get out there in the field and do some work for me, and you need to work this off. And the person says, no. Okay, and they rebel against you. You're probably going to grab them by the scruff of their neck, you know, by their shirt, and drag them out there and say, get to work, man. You owe me. And guys, I don't like it. All right. I'm not the violent type of guy. I don't like that. But I understand that there are times when a little bit of force is necessary. Again, within balance here. Okay. Within balance. Let's look at this situation in totality of God's word and what it says, and not take scriptures, isolate them, and then come up with some huge accusation because of an isolated scripture. Look at it in totality. Anyway, let's move on here. The point here is don't beat your slave up, okay? Because if you do, you're going to be in trouble. A, you're going to have to set him free. B, you're going to be punished for what you did, all right? But at the same time, you know, obviously it doesn't condone a little bit of violence. I hate to say that, but a little bit of roughing up of the slave in certain circumstances. If the situation demands a little bit of roughness. Okay. And that can happen for many reasons. Perhaps you've got slaves that are fighting each other and you got to tackle one, yank them off the other. You got to look at each situation individually, and you have to look at this in view of the entire Bible with your biblical glasses on. So, everybody good there? And let's go ahead and stop right there. Come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com, and leave comments and questions, guys. I want to talk to you guys, and I want to know what you guys want me to talk about in the future. Also, you guys can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. And with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.